We're back with more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Joy Powers. Bubbler Bikes is moving into two low-income Milwaukee neighborhoods thanks to a $64,000 grant from the Better Bike Share Partnership to Milwaukee's Housing Authority. Bubbler Bikes will use the grant to hire ambassadors to increase usage and lower the price for low-income residents.
Efforts will focus on two neighborhoods, the Hillside Terrace Developments and the townhomes at Carver Park. There, low-income residents will be able to purchase an annual Bubbler Bike Pass for $8, which is a 90% decrease from the usual price.
Lake Effect contributor Adam Miller was joined by Housing Authority Representative Paul Williams, along with Bubbler Bikes' Kevin Hardman and Caressa Givens. Hardman began by explaining why it's important for low-income communities to have access to these bikes.
Bubbler Bikes is a Milwaukee-based, not-for-profit organization. We are solely working in Milwaukee, and we're a mission-driven organization. Our mission is to provide an excellent, sustainable bike share system for all. So providing bikes to people regardless of their economic status is core to what we're doing. We want to create a system that is not just accessible by all Milwaukeeans, but most importantly, used by all Milwaukeeans.
So this grant was somewhat of an extension of what Bubbler Bikes' mission already was to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And for the Housing Authority, our mission obviously is to provide affordable housing to a range of low-income families, seniors, and disabled adults. But we also try to have a very positive impact on the neighborhoods where our properties are and where our residents live. And so when we can partner with community organizations to bring those resources to those neighborhoods, we think it benefits everybody.
So how do you expect the introduction of these bikes into these neighborhoods, how do you expect that to benefit these communities?
Sure. Well, we think that cities are successful and neighborhoods are successful when you have a whole range of choices. And a key choice is in transportation, how you get around. The wonderful thing about bike share, the bike is an old invention. It was popularized in its current form in the 1890s or so. But you couple that with technology, being able to provide the bikes on an automated basis, and what you create is this wonderful public transportation tool that connects to so many other options. So, you know, the effect we hope will be one that creates greater mobility, creates greater access, will expose the residents in the neighborhoods that we're working in to areas of town that they might not have gotten to or have been in yet. It will help hopefully broaden their world. And we would say this for all of our users. So we've got high hopes, and this is just the beginning.
Caressa, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I also think that the bicycle as a resource in terms of its visibility is a very bright and effective way to connect with people. Being in a car, you tend to be enclosed and not as accessible to others. And I think that the bicycle as a resource has a very powerful ability to allow people to connect with each other.
Along with the discounted price, the discounted annual price for these bikes for low-income people, there's also the option of paying cash. It seems like there's an effort to kind of close up any empty spaces that there are for these communities to make this as accessible as possible.
As we look at any of our users, we're always considering what are the barriers to having them use this system. Is it understanding? Is it I'm not comfortable on a bicycle? I don't know the routes. As we have been in conversation with this neighborhood and surrounding neighborhoods, the ability to pay for our system with cash rose as one of the big barriers. And we just wanted to knock that down. So we're very happy that we're piloting this with the Housing Authority, the acceptance of cash for access to the system. And our intention is to roll that out system-wide. We've got to work through some of the mechanics of it, but it's going very well. Caressa, we've signed up how many in just about a week?
I think we're at 20 individuals right now, but I think just in a couple of days, I had 16 people sign up.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Do you guys have a projection of how widespread do you think this will be?
You know, we have some provisions within the grant. I think we are very confident we're going to surpass that, but our ambitions are much higher than that. The way I would put it is this will be a baseline this year. We'll establish, well, where are we? And as we look at all of our efforts, we're looking at those baselines. And then we are, in the coming years, we're going to be working hard to just continue to grow that. So we're establishing an understanding and a baseline now.
In some other cities that have these bike sharing programs that are also appealing to low-income communities, there are annual programs where you can get the discounted price, but it only lasts for a year. After that first year, the price just goes back to what the regular pay is. How does that relate to this bubbler situation?
Yeah, our intention is to create a discounted pass option that is income qualified. So again, we're piloting a program now with Hackam, but our intention is we roll it out system-wide that under a certain income level, you'll be eligible for this pass. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that would be a once-a-year thing that you would have to evidence. We want to tie it to income because that's indicating to us their ability to afford. And we think that's a good way to structure a program like this.
So how did this partnership between Bubbler Bikes and the Milwaukee Housing Association come about, Paul?
Sure. It's one of the great things about this partnership is that, and really the development of the bike share system in Milwaukee is that this look at equity has been part of the planning all along. So we're not looking back and saying, oh, we should have done this, we should have done that. Bubbler's really set out to ensure that this truly does become a system that is available to all Milwaukeeans. So we were approached. Kevin gave us a call, and I know that his board was very interested in this. The board of directors of Bubbler just reached out to us to see, you know, what kind of partnership could we have. We have properties all over the city, so in some very practical manners, our locations could play a kind of a critical role in those making those connections as the system grows, but also. How can those locations then also promote the bike share system to the residents? So we really started talking about locations. And as we identified some of those and with the support of the City of Milwaukee and the Department of Public Works and others, we're able to find locations that made sense. And then also, you know, along with that was that conversation of how do we really address this to ensure that our low-income residents have access to it as well. So we saw this opportunity for a grant from the Better Bike Share Partnership and decided to go ahead and submit a proposal and was selected for it.
Carissa, and where do you see this going in past the grant? What's next for Bubbler Bikes in these communities?
That's an excellent question. I am really enjoying working with Housing Authority because they have great energy and everybody's super supportive. Right now, we're building training programs for ambassadors, which residually would be a citywide effort. That means that not only these stations that would be going in areas aside from the Housing Authority, are there still some underserved areas in the community that are going to need a lot of support similar to what we're doing now? So although this grant is focused on working with the housing neighbors, it's really a great opportunity to create a stronghold of support when it comes to doing adult learning classes. How do you ride in traffic? How do you fit a helmet? Also, like I said, training ambassadors. Those could be anyone from the community.
Yeah, and that's a great idea too, because I feel like that would be an intimidating thing for a lot of people to start riding bikes. You got to know how to do it.
Yeah, most of the people that have signed up for our Bubbler Bike membership have latched on immediately to doing the classes, so we know that that's going to work.
And is there a cost that comes with these classes?
No, there's no cost. We are advertising it to the public, but I've been specifically advertising, or we've been specifically advertising to the members of the housing area, because a lot of them actually are a little bit more seasoned people and they haven't rode bikes in a long time. So that's a barrier. And they're definitely interested, but they want to make sure that they prepare themselves to ride and be safe on a bicycle. But long term across the entire city, regardless if any of these stations, well, we know that these stations are going to be in housing, but if they're in other neighborhoods that need support and encouragement, this is the foundation and the basis that we can really jump off of to make sure that the bike share and Bubbler Bike Share stays strong in Milwaukee.
A few years down the line, where do you hope to see this project going? And we can just go down the line here.
Well, we're excited about it because there is this big component of collecting information, of really engaging with the residents to understand what their experience is with biking, with bike share, with this as a transportation option. It's really understanding what's the foundation, and then developing tools to allow us to expand that. And so as the bike share program, as the locations expand, and perhaps I know we have, we'd love to see bike share available in other communities that we serve, we can expand this. And we also see this, there's great potential for this as a model for other housing authorities across the country. It's actually one of the intentions of the grant here is to develop best practice, at least, or develop an understanding that we can share with other housing authorities so that equitable bike share is available all across the nation.
In the future, I definitely want to see the work that we do be transferable, and that means that the people who are riding the bikes, and we consider the bikes opportunities and resources, not just bikes, to ultimately take complete authorship over what that looks like. So we're providing tools for people right now to hand off and just be as supportive as possible so that people can say, well, I want to start a ride group. I want to create a toolkit. And the only way that we're going to be able to expand and stay afloat is if we can provide these people with easy, accessible tools so that they can take authorship over their experiences and just getting around. Mm.
Kevin?
Yeah, and we're looking always 5 and 10 years out. This is an endeavor that takes a lot of partners. Hackam is one of our most exciting. 10 years from now, we want Bubbler to be an integral choice in the transportation sphere for not just folks that visit Milwaukee, but to us, and near and dear in our heart is folks that live and work here in Milwaukee. We want it to be integral. That's going to take time. It's going to take expanding the network. It's going to be understanding, regardless of the neighborhood, the barriers that exist. But that's why we're in this. We want a lot of people using it. And I'll tell you, being on a bike is just awesome. we all love it. And it just does a special thing for a community we feel. So that's what we're looking forward to.
Well, thanks so much to each of you for joining me today on Lake Effect. We'd love to keep tabs on how this is going a little farther ahead in the future.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Kevin Hardman and Caressa Givens work for Milwaukee's Bubbler Bikes. Paul Williams works for the Media and Communications Office for the Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee. The organizations have partnered to make Bubbler Bikes more accessible and affordable to two of Milwaukee's low-income communities. The group spoke with Lake Effect's Adam Miller.